we've been looking at a powerful, absolutely passage of scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 and 2, with seven nations that are absolutely, without question, being influenced by demon spirits, still happening, still going on. Those nations listed in Deuteronomy 7, 1, they're all gone, but there's other nations sitting in the same exact spot, land-wise, geographically, that these nations were in. And if you look at the maps, you'll see where they are. Now, we've been looking at Canaanites, which is a tremendous, powerful spirit. Now, I'm putting this in the context of the teaching, okay? Of course, we know Jesus above all things, and so are you. But I want you to see what's going on in this world through the eyes of the Word of God, Deuteronomy 7, verse 1 and 2, and the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 3, about who owned Israel before they got it. Okay, Israel got it. Now, the Canaanite spirit's a spirit that operates in addictions. Tremendous addictions comes from the Canaanite spirit. Tremendously so. And this spirit is absolutely operating today. Of course it is. Look around you at the addictions that are going on. Look around you and what's happening in these addictions, what's happening, right? I mean, aren't we in the place right now where demonic activity is everywhere? Sure it is. These addictions, they're everywhere, are they not? Sure there are. They're everywhere. And we got to understand these things, and we got to look at these things with spiritual eyes. And that's how we must see them. We must see them with spiritual eyes. Okay, let's look at our first scripture to the book of Psalms, all right? Now, we can't review everything, you know that. We know that, but you can listen to everything. If you go to our website, go to Radio Archives, all the teachings sitting there for this series. Go all the way down to the bottom of the page, and all of the teachings will be sitting there for you. So if you miss anything, and you can't listen in because of whatever, go to the teachings. Fine, quick, go. They're totally complete there, and you can listen in. They're live on demand, okay? All right. Now, let's look at Psalm 118 and look at verse 22. Now, remember how these spirits work and how they function. I want you to see this. Psalm 118, verse 22 says, "The stone which the builders refuse is become the headstone of the corner." All right. We know who that is, right? Okay. 23. "This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." All right. Now look at verse 24. "This is the day which the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it." Now, here is what these spirits try to do, especially the Canaanite spirit. They all do it, but we're zeroing in on the Canaanite spirit. The Canaanite spirit is an expert of bringing the sense of shame and spiritual poverty to the individual. Sense of shame and spiritual poverty. They live under shame all the time. They're ashamed of what they do, but they can't stop from doing it. They know it's not right unless they get to a point where their consciences are sealed with a hot iron. And that takes a while. It's not nothing that happens overnight. It takes a continually going. Now, this spirit functions in an individual to drive them to the addictions. whatever they are. You can list them. You can hear them. You know them. You don't need me to tell you. You know. And these addictions bring pain and shame and heartache and spiritual poverty. I've never met, never will, an individual that is addicted to something that has victory spiritually. Do you? You ever met anybody like that? Have you ever met an alcoholic that is spiritually victorious? Or a drug addict that's spiritually victorious? Are the perversions running around here? These individuals that, you know, rape children, are they spiritually victorious? Of course they're not. Because the lack of this spirit in your life can get you victory through Jesus. That's what this passage is about. Psalm 118, verse 22, verse 24. Rejoice and be glad therein. You think these people that got up this morning that are addicted, that are driven to the addiction, got up and go, oh, yeah, amen, I'm going to rejoice today. Never, 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 never. You think that drug addict in some corner, in some darkened room someplace, got up? Oh, yeah, that's great. No, it was, maybe I can get another drink today. Let me find someone that will give me some money. Maybe I can go out in the corner, at the street corner, and get a sign that says, we'll work for food, and all I want is money for alcohol, you see. Maybe I can sneak down by the local elementary school and find a little girl. That's what this spirit does. That is what's happening here. Now, look at this passage. When you look at it, you see victory sitting there. And that's, the spirit does not want that in your life. He doesn't want that in your life. Not at all. Because look at his passage, okay? Now, in verse 26, all right, we're going to go through this as we go down. All right, 24, 25, look at 25. Save now, I beseech you, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Save now, so we can be prosperous. The spirit of the Canaanites does not want you to cry out to God. And number two, he does not want you to be prosperous. He doesn't want God to bless you. Starting a new series on Sunday. I think today is the first day of fall. Look out, my window doesn't appear like that, but it is. And the new series inside the series of Summer Blessing, 100 Days of Blessing, is going to be called Favor in the Fall, 100 Days of Favor in the Fall. And then we'll go on and see what God wants. When you look at this, now, in verse 22, it says the stone. Well, we know that stone is Jesus. Of course he is. Of course he is. If you go to 26, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Have you heard that before? Sure, that's Hosanna. That's a prophecy when Jesus came into Jerusalem. Now, in verse 22, he's the stone. He's the rock. But notice what happens here. The builders refused. They didn't want it. The Israel did not want this Messiah. They wanted something else. So they refused him. And thank God they did. Because that was a blessing for the Gentiles. If the Israel would have accepted Jesus as Savior and accepted him as Messiah, it would have ushered in the millennial reign. Immediately. But because they refused him, gave us, the Gentiles, a chance to get to Jesus. Therefore, we are saved. We are saved. So they refused. And then later, he became the headstone of the corner. Of course he does. And that's mentioning, that's the new temple that's coming. The new tabernacle that's on the way. Where Jesus is going to do all the teaching to the millennium. And then he says, God's doing it, and it's great. It's great. Therefore, we can rejoice that this is the day that the Lord has made. The day of the Lord. The day of the Lord. There's seven different days of the Lord in the scripture. Seven places. It's a great study. All right? Great study. Set the 7 days of the Lord, or the days of the Lord, is seven things that happens when it says the day of the Lord is. All right? So here's the day of the Lord. All right. Now, look what's happening here in verse 24 of the day. Now, let's go to Matthew. Let's go to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21 and look at verse 9. Matthew 21, 9. Here's the prophecy in the multitudes that went before and that followed, crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of God. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna actually means Lord, save us. Lord, save us. God, save us. Now, it means save us now. Save us now. Please save us now. That's the prophecy, all right, that was back in Psalm 118 happening in Jerusalem that day. Lord, save us. Save us. You know, when you talk about this, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, what were they talking about? Well, you have to go back to that Psalm 118 again. They were talking about save. Now, I beseech thee, O Lord, says it twice, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. See, prosperity is to advance. You know, a lot of think, you know, I think it deals in, you know, having a lot of wealth. It deals with advancing. You can be prosperous in a small business. You know, you can be prosperous behind the counter selling hot dogs. Prosperity does not deal with volume. It deals with quality. It deals with quality of life. And the people that were saying that was poor. They were poor. They were very poor. Extremely so. That's why I love what Pastor Gore is doing in Pakistan with the poorest of the poor. And we're, by the help of the Lord, we're helping her to do it with what she's doing. The school she's doing, the school's free because the poor of the poor. These children are extremely poor. But yet you look at them, they're prosperous. They mean prosperous in something else. It just doesn't need to think of money or things or houses or whatever, gold, silver. No, no. Prosperity is a broad subject. So here is the prophecy in Psalm 118, send now prosperity, that happened in Matthew 21, right? 9. Because the Canaanite spirit hates it, don't like it. And he tries to prevent God from blessing you. That's right. Prevent God from blessing you. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 10. All right, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 10. I mean, I want God to prosper all that church. Grace Point Ministries International. I want God to prosper the people in Pakistan that had their houses burnt down by groups that hate God and hate Jesus. So they got burned out and burned them up and threw them in the street. I want God to prosper them. I want God to prosper those 28 churches that burnt to the ground by this group that serves a false god. I want God to pour his power and his presence and might and ministry. And every step they take, they get blessed. And the finances get there by the millions. That's what I want. That's prosperity. Now look at 1 Samuel 10:10. And when they came hither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he prophesied among them. Notice the word came. The word came, and when they came, the word came means prosperous. And when they were prospering on the hill, prospering upon him. And the prophets are involved with the Spirit of God. See, prosperity is a manifestation of the prophetic spirit. That's the definition sitting inside these scriptures. And see, the Canaanite spirit doesn't want that. Doesn't want that. I thank God personally for people that have money and they give it to the ministry. Thrills me to no end. I mean, I've pastored the multi-millionaires, bona fide, not wannabes. Not wannabes, maybe. No, they were millionaires. And they were givers. And thank God for them. They financed all kinds of ministry for me and the Lord. Here's $10,000. Here's $1,000. Go get that equipment. Here. Oh, you need a new sound system? Here. That's prosperity. Here. Take. Give. Go. That's what prosperity is. But the enemy doesn't want that. Oh, no. Absolutely not. Let's go to Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. Revelation 19:10, he doesn't want this either. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see, thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of the brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is what? The spirit of prophecy. Now, we're talking about prophecy. The enemy don't want that. That's why the enemy tries to shut down the spiritual gifting. He tries to shut down the anointing of the Spirit. He doesn't like anyone operating in the gifts of the Spirit. And he doesn't like anyone to operate in the offices that is given by the Spirit. Prophet, evangelist, teacher, no. Apostle, no. He doesn't want that. Why? Because when the prophecy goes out, when the power of the prophecy is rendered, it exposes the Canaanite spirit. We have looked at this for weeks, how the Canaanite spirit was being exposed, still being exposed. Look at the news. Look at the news. That's the Canaanite spirit being exposed. He don't want that. He hates it. Can't stand it. Don't want to be around it. So he tries to shut down everything. Tries to shut down. Here's Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11. Okay, Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11. Now here in Nehemiah, there were some enemies that were against Nehemiah. Okay? And you can read the passage. There was an enemy called Sanballat that later shows up in Nehemiah and went against Nehemiah to build the wall and be prosperous. Look at this. Chapter number 1, Nehemiah, verse 11. O Lord, I beseech you, let now thy ear be attentive to my prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of his men, for I was the king cupbearer. Now, we know the story in Nehemiah. I can't open that up, but he goes back and he starts rebuilding the wall, right? And there was a group of people that tried to stop him. And that, therefore, that's where the spiritual warfare came in. And there was a group called, you know, from Og, and the big cheese there was Sanballat, who was operating under the Canaanite spirit. Did everything he could do to stop Nehemiah to rebuilding the wall. And that's a great, 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 great book dealing with rebuilding. I don't know how many churches, when they had a building program, used the scripture, let us arise and build, comes from Nehemiah. Comes from Nehemiah. And see, these spirits, right? Now, in this passage, verse 11, he's praying for prosper is restoration of God's people. Restoration of God's people. Oh, Lord, I beseech thee, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. Or God, we need restoration of God's people. We need the body of Christ. We need the church of the living God. We need restoration and we need renewal. Notice, fear. Fear name. Advancement of the fear of God's name. You advance that. You prosper in that. You go forward in that. You say, okay, God, I'm gonna be prosperous in you. It's all in the Lord. We're not talking about greed here. We're not talking about, wallowing in your own gravy. We're not talking about that. We're talking about prosperity into the kingdom of God. Into the kingdom of God. Psalm chapter number 45, verse 2 through 4. Look at this. Psalm 45, 2 through 4. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured upon thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. Look at this. 3. Girt thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with the glory and thy majesty. 4. In thy majesty ride prosperity because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and the right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Terrible things. That terrible things is fear and respect and reverence. So it says, thy right hand shall teach thee fear, respect, and reverence. You see? So what's he talking about here? He's saying, God, we going forward, and what we're going to do is our prosperity in you will offset the evil of the Canaanite spirit that hates advancement. They want to keep everybody locked up, locked down in some kind of addiction and some kind of pressure on them. Put so much junk in their life, they turn to alcohol and they turn to drugs and they turn to perversion. That's what the Canaanite spirit wants. But God's going to help us, isn't he? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. We're going to continue this on Monday.